the metta bhavana, the development of kindly awareness, a led meditation practice. First, setting yourself up, tuning in with your body, being aware of yourself sitting here, noticing the physical sensations of sitting, the weight of your body pressing down into your seat, the contact between your feet and the floor, having a sense of your back rising up, following its own natural curves, your hands well supported, fingers and thumbs soft, shoulders soft and relaxed, as best you can. Taking some deeper breaths and allowing your shoulders to sink down gently away from your ears, but without forcing anything. Having a sense of your head balanced on your neck. Becoming aware of your jaw and all the muscles around your jaw, soft. Your tongue soft. Cheeks soft. Eyes just gently closed. Forehead smooth. Scalp soft. Becoming aware of your surroundings. Noticing any sounds from the room that you're in. Any sounds from outside. The world is going about its business while we sit here meditating. We don't need to chase after any sounds and wonder what they are, nor try and chase them away. They're just the natural background to your meditation. Drawing your attention back into the room and back into yourself. Tuning in once again with the physical sensations in your body. Having a sense of yourself sitting here, upright. Making any adjustments you need to make. And tuning in with the sensations of your breath. The air moving in and out. The gentle movement in your chest and abdomen as you breathe. And now checking in with yourself. Perhaps ask yourself, how am I? And just letting the answer be, without judgment, without needing to change anything. No need to ask why. Just noticing how you are and letting yourself be. And noticing any thoughts associated with your emotional state or your current experience. Just noticing and letting them be. No need to change anything. Just noticing whatever is happening right now. And once again, tuning in with your body, sitting here upright and relaxed, tuning in with your breath, your body and your breath are a place to come back to when the mind wanders, before going back to the practice. I'll ring three bells to mark the beginning, a bell to mark each stage, and three bells to mark the end of the meditation. The metta bhavana, the development of kindly awareness using the imagination. Stage 1. Bringing yourself to mind and wishing yourself well. Cherishing yourself is natural. It's not being selfish. It's just taking care of yourself. If you cannot care for yourself, accept yourself. You cannot accept anyone else. Acknowledging your own self-worth as a living, breathing human being. Turning gently towards whatever is going on for you right now. Lean into whatever is there, be it pleasant or unpleasant. Remember to communicate with yourself in a kindly fashion. Embracing your experience as best you can, as you find it right now. Using your imagination in the practice. Perhaps remembering how you felt on a particularly happy occasion. Or perhaps imagining yourself in a place where you're happy. Perhaps in nature. In a place where you feel free and happy and safe. Imagining yourself sitting there in beautiful, peaceful surroundings. Each time you notice that your mind has wandered, gently acknowledge that it has. Perhaps name the hindrance. And guide your mind back. First of all to the body, feeling yourself sitting here, tuning in with your breath, and from there going back to the practice. Bringing yourself to mind once more and wishing yourself well. Stage 2. Bringing to mind a good friend and wishing them well. Bringing them to mind and noticing the emotional response that you have to them, of friendliness and openness. Someone who is currently in your life. Bringing this person to mind and including them in this sense of kindly awareness. We are not radiating anything out. We're not trying to give anything away. And we are not trying to have any effect on the person. We are simply bringing them to mind and wishing them well. Wishing them well on their terms. Wishing them well on what they would think is well for them, not on what you think is well for them. You can use your imagination, bringing them to mind at a happy time in their lives, or in a place that they like. Or perhaps you can imagine them coming to the place where you were sitting, coming to sit beside you, greeting them with friendliness and kindness and wishing them well. Perhaps imagining making them a cup of tea. Each time you notice that your mind has wandered, gently acknowledge that it has. Perhaps name the hindrance and guide your mind back. First of all to the body, feeling yourself sitting here, then tuning in with your breath, and from there going back to the practice, bringing the person to mind once more and wishing them well. Stage 3. Firstly, gently letting go of your attention on the good friend and bringing to mind a neutral person. This is someone you know, someone who's in your life currently, perhaps someone you see every day, but for whom you have no particular feeling. You have no particular knowledge of them. You neither like nor dislike them. Perhaps they're the person who delivers your mail, or someone at work who you know to see but don't know anything about. Just someone you see regularly, someone who serves you in a shop or in a supermarket, bringing them to mind and wishing them well. Perhaps you can use their name. Using a person's name helps to humanize them and counters our tendency to dehumanize people. In this stage, we are working with our capacity for indifference. Using your imagination. Imagining them in a happy place or at a happy time in their lives. Perhaps having them come and sit beside you in your imagination. Greeting them with friendliness. Introducing them to your friend. Whatever works to evoke an interest in them as another living, breathing human being, with hopes, aspirations, and difficulties similar to yours. Just like you, they want to be happy and free from suffering. Perhaps bringing to mind that they have family and friends, worries and stresses, as well as joys, just like you. Each time you notice that your mind has wandered, gently acknowledge that it has. Perhaps name the hindrance and guide your mind back, first of all to the body, feeling yourself sitting here, tuning in with your breath, and from there going back to the practice, bringing the person to mind once more and wishing them well. Stage 4. So, gently letting go of your close attention on the neutral person, bringing to mind someone with whom you have a current difficulty, bringing them to mind and wishing them well as best you can. Someone who is in your life currently, not some historical figure, and also, while you're learning the practice, not bringing to mind someone who has deeply hurt you or whom you regard as a great enemy. Just bringing to mind someone who irritates you or annoys you, or who perhaps you seem to irritate or annoy. Bringing them to mind and wishing them well as best you can. Remember, you're exploring your response to them, not their response to you. Again, it's useful in this stage to use their name. Using a person's name counters our tendency to dehumanize people we do not like. You can use your imagination, bringing them to mind at a happy time in their lives or in a place that they like. Or perhaps you can imagine them coming to the place where you were sitting, inviting them to join the group with your friend and your neutral person, inviting them in, making them welcome as best you can. Although you may have a difficult response to them, they have friends. Just like you, they have family. They have people who love them. Being careful not to judge them or judge yourself for your response. There is something in their behavior that causes you pain. You can acknowledge that and still wish them well as best you can. You are not a bad person for disliking them, and they are not a bad person because you dislike them. You do not have to like someone in order to feel metta towards them. Stage 5. So, gently letting go of your close attention on the person with whom you have a difficulty. You now bring to mind each one of the people you have had in the practice: yourself, your good friend, your neutral person, and the person whom you find difficult. Bringing all four of you to mind, and as best you can, wishing all four of you well, as equally as you can manage. Bringing to mind our common humanity and the fact that we all breathe in and we all breathe out. Holding all four people in your imagination at the same time, seeing all four of you together equally. And now, we can expand that sense of interconnection, of friendliness towards all beings, out to include more and more people. Perhaps bringing to mind the people in the building with you, people in your family, people you know at work, people you know socially. Bringing them to mind and wishing them well. Breathing in with awareness of the rest of humanity and breathing out with kindness towards them. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings progress. And now, from people you know, you can begin to expand this sense of metta, this sense of kindly awareness, out to include more and more people across the world, bringing them to mind and wishing them well. Not forcing anything, just gently opening your heart as best you can, allowing the breath to carry awareness, kindness and tenderness towards the world. Embracing as many people as possible in this sense of friendliness, this sense of kindly awareness. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings progress. And now, remaining sitting still, but letting go of making effort in the practice, allowing your mind to relax and just sitting. And now, we can begin to bring the practice to a close, perhaps taking some deeper breaths. Reintroduce movement slowly.